Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Adrift America in 100 Charts by Scott Galloway, is a nonfiction analysis of the United States from 1945 to the present. Organized around 100 charts that track long-term change in politics, the economy, technology, and social life. Galloway, known for his writing on business and public affairs, and for his role as an NYU Stern professor, uses data visualization to explain how the country arrived at a moment of instability and uncertainty. The book is not a conventional history or policy blueprint. It is a diagnostic work that blends statistical trends with commentary on inequality, middle-class erosion, big tech power, demographic tensions, and the aftermath of major shocks such as World War II, the 2008 financial crisis, and the pandemic. Its purpose is to make large structural changes legible and to argue that many present-day problems are interconnected rather than isolated. The charts are the main vehicle for the argument, helping readers see patterns that are often obscured in political debate. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using 100 charts to turn broad national change into readable evidence. The defining feature of the book is its structure. Each chapter centers on a chart, and that chart becomes the entry point for a specific social or economic trend. This method matters because Galloway is not simply asserting that America is in decline or transition. He is trying to show how different measures move over time and how those movements relate to one another. The visual format compresses a large amount of information into a form that can be grasped quickly, which is especially useful for readers who want an overview of complicated national trends without reading a dense academic text. At the same time, the charts are not presented as neutral decoration. They are used as an argument-building device, linking data to interpretation and making the case that the country has been shaped by cumulative pressures rather than a single crisis. That approach gives the book a distinctive analytical rhythm: one chart, one problem, one interpretation, then a broader implication for the nation. Secondly, America after 1945 prosperity, crisis, and repeated turning points. Galloway frames the modern American story as a sequence of historical inflection points rather than a smooth line of progress. The book looks back to the post-war era and traces how changes since 1945 helped produce the current moment. In this account, periods such as the post-war boom, the civil rights era, the 2008 financial crash, and the pandemic are not separate episodes, but part of a longer pattern in which institutions, markets, and social expectations are repeatedly disrupted and rebuilt. This historical framing is important because it challenges simplistic narratives that blame today's problems on one administration, one technology, or on a generation. Instead, the book suggests that present conditions emerged from layered decisions and shocks over many decades. That gives readers a more structural understanding of American instability. It also explains why the book repeatedly returns to Crossroads language. The United States is presented as a country that has faced decisive transitions before and must now confront another one, with no guarantee that the outcome will preserve old assumptions about work, mobility, or civic life. Thirdly, inequality, middle-class decline, and the pressure on economic mobility. A central concern throughout the book is the erosion of the middle class and the widening gap between winners and everyone else. Galloway treats this not as an abstract inequality discussion, but as a practical problem that affects job security, family stability, and trust in institutions. The charts are used to connect economic outcomes such as wages, corporate compensation, and the cost of upward mobility to larger political consequences. This matters because the health of the middle class is presented as a proxy for the health of the country itself. If broad-based prosperity weakens, the social foundation that supports democratic stability also weakens. The book therefore reads economic data as a warning system when compensation becomes more concentrated, when the cost of living outpaces earnings, and when people lose confidence that effort will be rewarded, social cohesion becomes harder to sustain. Galloway's treatment of this topic is not merely descriptive. It implies that policy choices, corporate behavior, and labor market structures all contribute to whether mobility remains plausible or becomes increasingly out of reach. Fourthly, big tech, labor disruption, and the new shape of power. Another major thread in the book is the rise of technology companies and the way digital platforms have reshaped the economy and daily life. Galloway treats big tech as one of the central forces affecting modern America, not just because it is profitable, but because it influences work, communication, dating, media, and the distribution of attention. This is a broader argument about power. The companies that control platforms and data also shape the terms on which people participate in markets and public life. The book links this technological concentration to anxieties about job security and social fragmentation. It also suggests that technological progress does not automatically produce social progress, especially when the gains accrue unevenly. By placing technology alongside older forces such as class conflict and demographic change, Galloway avoids the common mistake of treating innovation as separate from politics. The result is a more integrated picture of the digital era, in which convenience, disruption, and concentration of influence are inseparable. Readers interested in the social consequences of platform dominance will find this one of the book's most distinctive analytical layers. Lastly, Solutions, Civic Repair, and the Case for National Service. Although the book is often sobering, it does not end as a purely pessimistic diagnosis. Galloway includes forward-looking sections that ask what should be done and how the country might respond to the pressures described earlier in the book. This matters because many books about national decline stop at critique, while Adrift tries to move from diagnosis to remedy. One recurring idea in the discussion is national service, which reflects the belief that younger Americans, especially those at risk of isolation or disconnection, need stronger civic ties and shared responsibility. The larger point is that social repair requires more than market adjustments or rhetorical optimism. It requires institutions and policies that rebuild trust, widen opportunity, and reduce the distance between groups that no longer share the same economic or cultural experience. The practical value of this section is that it turns data into a policy conversation. Instead of asking only what is broken, the book asks what kinds of collective responses are realistic if America wants to preserve democratic stability and a functioning middle class. In conclusion, Adrift America in 100 Charts will appeal most to readers who want a broad, data-driven explanation of recent American history and its present tensions. It is especially relevant for policymakers, business leaders, educators, students of public affairs, and general readers who want to understand how inequality, technology, generational change, and political polarization fit together. The book offers intellectual benefits that go beyond facts. It trains readers to think structurally, to see how long-run trends can shape public life, and to question simplistic explanations for national decline or unrest. Its practical value lies in making large-scale social change easier to interpret without requiring specialized training in economics or political science. What makes it stand out from similar books is its format and ambition. Rather than building the argument through a conventional narrative alone, Galloway uses charts as the core analytical engine, which gives the book clarity and momentum. It also combines critique with a modest set of solutions, making it more constructive than many books in the Decline of America genre. For readers who want a concise but pointed portrait of where the country has been and what pressures now define it, this book offers a distinctive and accessible lens. If you would like to support Scott Galloway, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.